impressions of how that went down?
Well, it was. It just goes to show you that you're never out of the fight. I think the I liked our first period. I thought we were just slow and almost unfit in the second period. And then in the third, we shook up the lines and rewarded some people and pushed some people down, and we got a spark again. So it's an interesting game. Right when you think it's going to go one way, it suddenly starts going another.
How much do you read into this game, or do you guard against reading too much into it, given it's a second game?
Oh, no, I read a lot into it. There was some good out there, and there was some bad. There were some people that we expect more of, and some people who were... surprising. You know, Bachman was great in net. Had a real good game, which you know, we know he's a good goalie, but when he puts on a performance like that, you're definitely encouraged. I thought Larson played a real solid game as well. So
he likes to get up in the action.
I mean, yeah, he can skate. He's confident with his skating. He believes in his skating, so he's The guys that believe in their skating, they know they're good skaters. They know they can get right up there and that they're able to recover. So it's good that he has confidence in it, and it's good that he's pushing the envelope there.
Is he too small for the cycling part of the game? I guess you necessarily always would consider it 6 feet.
Well, no, listen, every one of your defensemen isn't going to be 6'5", so we'll just take the best ones that we have.
And you rewarded Pitt like it looked like in the third period?
Yeah, we shook it up. I thought he was trying early. There wasn't much getting accomplished, but then, you know, there's something there with that kid. We just got to see if we can bring it out of him.
How did it feel for you personally when they gave you a tribute?
Yeah, it's nice. It's this is a place where I've spent a lot of time, and a place that. The city of Winnipeg and the people here and people like Mark Chipman and Craig Heisinger have, you know, second to none, treated me very well. And I've always got a soft spot in my heart for Winnipeg.
They iced a pretty strong lineup, so that's good for you in a sense. You can get a look at your guys against some pretty, not full-on NHL competition, but about 70% NHL competition.
No, that's right. And that's what you want to see. It's, you know, you never know what's going to happen in these exhibition games. You might come in with very few of your actual NHL guys and hoping that maybe they'll do the same. But then when you see they have maybe more NHL players, then suddenly you're excited about that too. All right, let's see how we do it against them. So that's kind of the danger, but kind of the good as well of the exhibition games is there can be a mismatch in the lineup, and your team can hang in there with them, and you want to see how hard your guys will push against those players.
How do you think Richard did in net? He seemed to face a lot more traffic in front of the net than Andre did tonight.
Yeah, you're late to the party. So he had an excellent game. He was a. I said before that we know he's a good goalie, but that was a surprising performance for me. I thought he held us in there, especially in the second period when I think the outchanced is probably 2-1 easily. So, and all goalies are going to face traffic. That's how it is. You've got to have somebody go in the net, if not two guys. So I thought he handled that well, and he made some big saves to keep us in it.
Anything else?